Let me just start with the injury things that happened today. We're real sad. You probably already heard about Turk. You know, he's got a season-end Achilles injury, and you know, that's a tough one. He has worked so hard, probably as high effort a guy as we have on this team on a daily basis since the spring. So that's really disappointing. We're really disappointed for him. Otherwise, you saw Brandon was out today. Brandon had three very good days of practice, had a very good day yesterday, and we decided we're going to give him a two-day rest here. He should be back and ready to go on Wednesday. So, and then Chetta is just nursing a slight hamstring. That'll be day-to-day. And Bushrod had the calf strain in early in warm-ups. And, you know, that'll be a day-to-day thing as well. We don't think it's serious, but it'll be day-to-day. As far as the practice went today, the offense really jump-started. We had a competitive two-minute period to start it. We had two explosive plays and scored on the second play. The last time we had a two-minute period, the defense won that drill. We started with our run period early on, and I think the defense really took over the period to start. It was physical. Their pads were down. They set the tempo. I think offensively we waited on them and to see the tempo that they were going to create instead of creating it ourselves. And we made that point to the guys, and I think they picked it up as the day went along. We also got in a bunch of special situation periods where 3rd and 10, I think the offense found out clearly that we don't want to be 3rd and 10. It's tough to make a first down, and when we went to the 3rd and medium periods, the offense was very successful. The defense saw how that's very tough on a defense, and they know that, but those periods really illustrated that on both sides of the ball. We finished in the last period with a competitive. It was a 4th down period to win in the fourth quarter, and I'm calling it a draw. A lot of things happened during practice. A lot of guys succeeded at times and they failed at times, which is what practice is all about. We got to overcome success and move on to the next play. We got to deal with the failure and move on quickly to the next play. I think our team is very good at doing that. It showed up for the first 4 days of practice, and you know, we're going to work with them tonight. We've got an afternoon walkthrough, a meeting tonight. They'll be off tomorrow, and that'll be good. The coaches can catch up and evaluate the first 4 days, personnel-wise, and what we're doing on the field. And then we'll bring them back, and we'll continue to press on and just trying to get better one day at a time. He's had a good camp. He's shown strong hands. He's shown the ability to get open and tight coverage, and you know, he's coming out every day to compete. And he brings added value because he's a good special teams player as well. We've got multiple types of players and body types working, and you know, at this point it's about just trying to get everybody better daily, get them better at their fundamentals and their skill level, and then you know, seeing how they compete. When Joe Anderson's out there today, because Brandon's down, he's competing against our top players, and that gives him a chance to prove his value, and that's what training camp's about. And so, you know, the positive and a negative when Brandon has to stay out a day is somebody has to step in and make the play. The positive today that Bushrod set out is somebody's got to go play 60 minutes of left tackle on Sunday, and we just found out in warm-ups that it happened. And so walkthroughs become important because those reps that they're not getting that spot, they have to know it, and that's football. So, you know, Turk goes down even before practice starters. There's trickle down not only to the defensive line and in pass rush situations, but in special teams as well. So those are all good things, and that's what training camp's all about. But the perspective I have, we have a very cooperative football team. Everything we've asked them to do, they've done willingly, and it's a process. You know, it's a process of learning how to practice this way. If you haven't done it, there's guys here who have practiced this way, you know, whether it's with other teams, or where they've been before. Mm-hmm. But I think every day we learn a little bit more about it. We get a little better at doing it. And I really see a cooperative willingness by really each and every guy in this football team to try to create these environments that we can get better as a football team. Today I was pleased. It was a physical practice. We got a lot of the pads today. Mm-hmm. And the defense has set the tone in the first period.
Is that everyone? Thank you.
You said Turk?
Yes, Turk.